I have been a public transit commuter for over half my life. I rode the buses to my barista jobs in Denver and the New York subway to my barista jobs in New York. I was even in a bus accident in Denver, but don't worry, nobody was injured. But the place it all started, like most of the things that matter in my life, was right here in Baltimore. I started riding the number 3 home from high school when I was a student at the Baltimore School for the Arts in the early aughts. My best friends Anna and Dorian and I would haul our book bags and our art supplies to the corner of Charles and Reed, stopping at Never on Sundays or the Mount Vernon Mini Mart for a snack. After college, I moved to Denver, where I took the 38 to my various barista jobs. One afternoon, a car hit a patch of ice and skidded into the back of the bus. Luckily, neither vehicle was going very fast and no one was injured, but I was very late to work that day. Denver is an excellent town and I really enjoyed my time there, but about a year after I moved, the East Coast called me home and I moved to New York. Now, New York and I have a very complicated relationship, and I never want to live there again. But if you love public transit, New York is your Christmas, New Year's, and 4th of July, all wrapped up into one beautiful, albeit smelly package. You can even take the subway to the beach. I took the subway, the number 1 line, from my rented room at 139th and Broadway to the Starbucks in the World Financial Center all the way down in Battery Park City. My commute was at least an hour, and it was the shortest of many of my colleagues. In May of 2009, Baltimore called me home. I wasn't quite ready, but she said, "Emily, it's time." After a nasty breakup, I moved in with my parents for the summer. I was 25. It was a most humbling moment. The goal was to save some money and return to New York, but I fell in love with Baltimore. I was smitten. She and I are kindred spirits to the end. We are quirky and resilient, smart and optimistic, genuine, and above all, worth the effort in getting to know. Since returning to Baltimore, I have used primarily the bus as my means of getting to and from work. I took the bus to my job at Macy's, the number 8. None of these bus lines exist anymore. I took the 11 to a now defunct restaurant in Harbor East, where I was also a barista. I rode early in the morning and late at night. I rode in the summer when there may or may not be air conditioning, and I waited at many a cold and dreary bus stop. I've ridden on full buses and empty buses and lots of buses that smelled like weed. One Thanksgiving afternoon when I was waiting for the bus home, I met a man that I would come to know as Ronald. He was homeless, and he had asked me for money. And as it was Thanksgiving, I gave him $20. He quickly learned my routine and would meet me at the bus stop many afternoons after work asking me for money. One of the things he told me was that he needed $4 to get into a homeless shelter. I, of course, assumed he was lying because what homeless shelter charges admission? Well, I later found out that Helping Up Mission does in fact charge admission to their walk-in shelter. I ran into Ronald years later on the number 3, and he thanked me for my kindness, told me he was sober and in recovery. Up until about a year ago, I'd been taking the buses very religiously. Well, it was really hot last summer, as many of you probably remember, and I was walking to work from the bus stop and was fearful that I would arrive looking like a drowned rat. And figuring this wasn't a good look, I started taking Ubers. And for the first time in my life, I could afford a form of transportation that was not public, and it was wonderful. I could sleep a half an hour later. I got home a half an hour earlier. I didn't have to walk. There was no inclement weather and no waiting at the bus stop. Uber transport does have its adventures, though. One man was giving me a ride home, and he was watching a football game on his phone while talking on his phone while actively driving the car. Another gentleman gave me the entire history of Southeast Baltimore in the 30 minutes it took to get from my house to the hospital where I work. In case you were wondering, the original Jimmy's Seafood was at the corner of Browning Highway and Halliburton Avenue, but was moved to make way to widen the road. Most days are thankfully uneventful, and I welcome the silence and the opportunity to zone out and collect my thoughts and go over my day. I now am a hospital social worker, and I spend most of my days having uncomfortable conversations with strangers, and so I welcome the opportunity to not do that on my way home. The public transit commute is a special beast. It's travel mugs and backpacks and portable fans for those non-air-conditioned buses and umbrellas just in case. It's not for the faint of heart or the ill-prepared. Part of my heart will always be on the MTA, but these days, I'm glad my butt is in an Uber. Thank you.